A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. And then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do questions arise in your heart? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. Because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you have see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet, and they were still incredulous for joy and amazed. And he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" He gave him a piece of baked fish, and he took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I have spoken to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to all these things." The Gospel of the Lord. The Easter event, Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again, brings us face to face with the ultimate questions of death and life. What did and does resurrection mean? Easter, for me, is surrounded by memories of death of family members or illness. And any funeral parlor is filled with the same questions. What does resurrection mean? Some say Jesus was a ghost, a figment of the imagination in mourning, a tall tale. What does it mean to be raised from the dead? As we celebrated the Easter sacraments at the vigil, we were reminded that in baptism we died with Christ, and as Paul says, we are incorporated into the risen body of Christ. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. A wounded Christ whose body retains all of the wounds of his death, but glorified, whatever that means. Today's gospel responds, Jesus had a real physical body that others did not initially recognize, but they did recognize his actions. Jesus was touched by the disciples. They felt his wounds. He ate with the disciples. Jesus had a really risen physical body, and we're part of it. The disciples were in the upper room, scared, confused, and trying to make sense of it all. But Jesus doesn't say, "Where were you when I needed you?" He says, "Shalom. The deepest of peace be with you." And his actions show his desire to make his disciples comfortable in his presence, that they know they are loved, forgiven, and understand the truth. Christ is risen, and we are with him. Today, many of us are frightened by the insecurity of our times. There are few, if any, arenas in which the certitude of the past seems to linger. Natural disasters, economic instability, church scandals all translate into real day-to-day problems. Choices that we must make as to how we will feed, clothe, and shelter our families, not to mention the poor and those in need. Who or what can we rely on when all seems lost? Choices. Who do we believe? Who is telling the truth? Which media, which politicians, any church leaders? But Easter brings hope. Because the Gospels proclaim to us that Jesus is alive. The darkness of our times is not met with our devices alone. Jesus is with us as the prophets foretold. Do we believe it? Can we give our wounds over to be glorified? How do our lives give witness and preach in Christ's name? In meeting us, are people able to touch and see the Lord as we share our vulnerability, our love, our uncertainty with them, confident in hope that the Lord is with us?